It was a week of movement in the arrangements that could lead to a conclusion of Detroit's bankruptcy proceedings. A summary for us, Jack?
Well, they did reach agreement with both pension funds in a somewhat surprising manner. The emergency manager, Kevin Orr, had been talking about 26% cuts for the general pensioners and 4 to 10% for the police and fire. But when the smoke cleared, the police and fire retirees won't have any cuts at all, although their COLA, their cost of living allowance, will be reduced to 1%. Everybody else will have to take a 4.5% cut, but they're going to get no cost of living whatsoever, which means the value of their pensions will be wiped out if you get some inflation again. But it is better for the pensioners than people thought.
I spotted a big billboard outside Jackson this week encouraging the repair of Michigan's roads, and talk actually has begun in Lansing about doing just that. What is this four-bill package calling for, Jack?
Well, it's calling for what would amount to about $500 million in new money for the roads by jiggling the gas tax in a different way and putting a very small additional charge on these overweight trucks, these hugely overweight trucks that tend to be pounding our roads in the gravel. And some people, including Kirk Stidle, the director of transportation, is praising this as a good beginning. But there's some other people, and I guess I'm one of those, that think this might be worse than nothing at all, for the simple reason you say, well, how that can that be? Everybody agrees that just to prevent the roads from getting worse, we need $1.2 billion a year. Some people say $2 billion a year now for the next 10 years. And this is sort of a Band-Aid approach, but the roads will keep deteriorating, and some people are worried that if they pass this, then people will say, well, I don't want to appropriate any more money for the roads. Didn't we just do some? So this is probably better than nothing, at least in the short run, but it does not get the job done.
There was a report that a third of Michigan's homeowners are underwater in their mortgages. Is that better or worse than things have been, Jack?
Well, it's marginally better, and of course, as we see, the unemployment rate is continuing to drop. This is certainly good news for Governor Snyder, who is running for re-election, but it's still 7.5%. What we don't know is how many of these people who are going back to work are going back to work for good-paying jobs. And a third of people underwater is still pretty formidable. It used to be that the average person, their biggest investment was in the value of their home, and we all expected pre-2008 that our homes would just keep getting worth more and more. And when your home is underwater, that means you owe more on your home than your home is worth. So I've had a few cars like that, but it's pretty scary to think about having all of your assets tied up in a house like that.
Well, as usual, Jack, thanks for the update and have a great weekend.
Thank you.